and have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us once again. We're so grateful that you have joined us. You know, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and the second infilling of the Holy Spirit, and we're looking at other tongues, our heavenly language. And so we want to just go through this and find out what it means, who can do it, how it works. Is it for everybody? Is it supposed to be a language other people can understand? Or is it a language that comes from heaven that God understands? And so we're looking at this and we're finding a few things about tongues, that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it is one of the evidences, not the evidence, but one of the evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Another one of the evidences is the power of the Holy Spirit. Like He arrived on the day of Pentecost, He touched the already saved apostles, and they went out after that healing and saving thousands. And Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem until you've been filled with power from on high. They were already saved. They'd seen Him risen from the dead. And He said, now wait for the Holy Spirit to come on you and be filled with the power from on high. And that's when they began to speak in other languages, other tongues, and also began to do miracle signs and wonders. So let's pick up the service once again and see what God's trying to show us so that we can all walk in this free gift and the perfect language of God. Let's pick it up right now.
And so it becomes an important resource to help you in the Holy Spirit. It's what happens to you when you start praying in another language. He says in Jude 20, you can build yourself up in your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. I build myself up with my most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, by praying in other tongues. I build me up. I'm building myself up. Are you kidding? Why would I not want to do that? How many of you ever decide to go on a diet? Why? Because you're trying to look after your body. How many of you decide to go to the gym? Last year about 3 days and then you stop. But how do you at least decide? Right? Listen, your membership's paid in full. Up until eternity. You can pray in the Holy Ghost on a daily basis, all day, all night. It's paid up in full. We like go to the gym and we pump iron. And gee, you know, look at me, look at me. And we put the 2 pounds down and we go to the other side. Right? That's how we are. And we do it for a whole week. And then we stop. We stop. And the six pack becomes a barrel again. Right? Why? Because I'm not taking advantage of the fact that there are weights there and there are things I can pull and row and do and jog. I'm not taking advantage of what's available to me to make me nice, slim and trim, right? And healthier. I'm not taking advantage of what's available. You got the Holy Spirit, praying in other tongues is a way to build yourself up, but you don't take advantage of it. You can't because you don't. Amen. And so we want to get to that place where we are filled, and then I have to keep be filled. We've got to keep being filled. Can you say amen? Okay, I'm just going to go a little bit further. Oh, yeah, you can see Jude 1:20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Everyone say, praying in the Holy Ghost. I haven't even got to Romans 8. where he talks about the Holy Spirit intercedes with us and through us the perfect will of God with groanings that cannot be uttered. In other words, tongues. It's a language I can't speak. I don't know what I'm saying. Now, if God chooses to turn it into Arabic while I'm praying it, or into Hebrew or Italian, so be it. Maybe it's to help someone over there. But generally, no. Amen? And so you don't have to speak in tongues in order to be saved. You don't have to speak in tongues in order to have the Holy Spirit in you, because when you get saved, He comes and resides within us. You don't have to speak in tongues to have times of feeling filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't even have to speak in tongues to impress anybody. I see so many people trying to impress other people with the way they pray in tongues. Don't do that. But if you want the free and the full outpouring, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you must expect to happen as it happened in Scripture. Yeah. What you read in the Bible, and I'm going to give you one Scripture and then we're closing. If you want to understand the New Testament, you need to experience to what all the writers of the New Testament experienced. Acts 2:32. Can't you see God has resurrected Jesus and we'll have seen Him? Or of whom are witnesses, which implies that you all had seen the resurrected Jesus? Then God exalted Him to His right hand upon the throne of highest honor. And the Father gave Him the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit, which is being poured out. The Aramaic is splashed out, the gift of the Holy Spirit, upon us today. This is what you're seeing and hearing. He says, the Holy Spirit which He promised. Remember, He said, it's better for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, I can't send the Holy Spirit. So He made the promise. Yeah, right over here, He's telling you, this God exalted Him to His right hand, and the Father gave Him the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit, which is being poured out upon us today. That is what you're seeing and hearing. That is what you're seeing, miracle signs and wonders, and hearing other languages. Other tongues. He promised to send the Holy Spirit, remember? He said, it's better for you that I go. And so, when we are born again, we receive eternal life. The life and nature of God recreates our spirit, our inner man. We become the new creation that 2 Corinthians 5:17 speaks of. But people are not born again. Have to first get saved, receive the Holy Spirit to save them, and then afterwards receive the second infilling like we all have to receive. And let me show you one more little scripture. I know, I want to get you somewhere else, but I'm not. Romans 8:10, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In other words, you're not born again. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're not born again. When you become born again, you get the Holy Spirit. Verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Can you say who dwells in me? Verse 14. Okay, there the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Verse 14, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. When you got saved, you received the Holy Spirit. Now you call Him Father. Jesus said, pray this way, our Father which art in heaven. I'm now born again, can pray, our Father which art in heaven. I've got the first part of a double portion of blessing that I need. Can you say amen? I'm born again. He sent the Holy Spirit. I've received the Holy Spirit. I've got saved by when He says, John 3:5, you must be born of water and of the Spirit, or else you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I've received the Holy Spirit in salvation. Now I need to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit for power, for the action that's now needed from us. We need to get Spirit-filled so that we can do what the Lord wants us to do. We need to get hands laid on people and watch them get healed. We need to do what Jesus did. We need to do what Peter did. We need to do what John did. We need to do what these disciples and followers of Christ did back then. We can still and should still be doing it today. today. And it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're going to. We've all been saved for how many years? Well, how many miracles can we ascribe to ourselves? Maybe we need that infilling, and then we need to use the power of tongues. We need to pray in the power of tongues. We need to start building ourselves up and start praying mysteries unto God that God knows. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so I'm going to finish this next time by showing us how they received the Holy Spirit the second time. Received the Holy Spirit a second time. They were saved, they received, and they began to pray in other tongues. You're going to see that in Scripture. They were saved, and then the apostles came to them and said, have you been saved? They said, yeah. And they said, have you been filled with the Spirit? He said, we don't know what you're talking about. They laid hands on them, and they began to speak in other tongues. It's all over the Bible. I'm going to show that stuff to us. And then we're going to release the power of the Holy Spirit into this place. And if you want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that will be the day to do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I like that picture. Receiving the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is such a gentle God. He would not force us. He doesn't force us to do anything. Because if He did force us, He'd force us to be saved. But there are many people that are rejecting Jesus Christ. They absolutely willfully sometimes reject Jesus Christ. Sometimes, like I didn't know I had to receive Him, I rejected Him. Because I didn't know I had to receive Him. But when I heard someone tell me, if you're not born again and you're not born of the Holy Spirit, you can't see heaven, you can't be part of the kingdom. I said, okay, then I want to, because I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe He lived and died and God raised Him from the dead. So I said, okay, I'll receive the free gift of salvation. I received it. And then I read 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, I became enchristed when I received Jesus as a Christian. And I received Him. He says, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away, all things have become new. So now all of a sudden, I'm no longer the same person. My spirit has been made brand new. The righteousness of Christ has come upon my life. And so now, I'm saved. I've got the Holy Ghost. If you're in this place today, and you say, you know, I think I need Jesus. I definitely know I need Jesus. Or backslid and I haven't tried to recommit my life to Jesus. You ready? Let's say this. Say, Father God,
Father God,
I come to You today.
And
I give You my life.
My spirit, soul, and body.
I ask You to forgive me. Cleanse me. And create in me a brand new righteous spirit. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died. That I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my judgment, my sickness. He faced the devil for me. I don't have to do any of that because of His freedom and gift to me. I receive it today. I believe it today. I speak it today. And according to Your word, if I would believe it and speak it, I would then be saved. Therefore, today, I boldly declare that heaven is now my home. God, You are now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm no longer a sinner. You have made me a saint. I'm no longer unrighteous. You have made me righteous. You have sanctified me. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. I'm born again, a child of God, and I love You. Amen. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout for that. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler.